Good afternoon. For KYMN News, I'm Terry Knight on 95 The One and AM 1080. In September, Northfield Council approved the preliminary levy at 7%. Administrator Ben Martig said that translates to about $7 a month increase on a $200,000 home. Last week at their work session, they discussed additional staffing in the police department and public works. Deputy Chief Mark Dukatz and Investigative Sergeant P.T. Hyder talked about the need for another investigator and a patrol sergeant. They've had the same staffing level since the year 2000.
It's hard to keep up with the current calls that we have. You know, our city's growing and our calls increase. When we run short, we have to bring people in.
Hyder said he could assign one officer to do criminal sexual conduct reports full-time.
They're such thorough and in-depth investigations that I can't even begin to tell you how much time they take and care you have to put into them. It's obviously, I don't want to say hot button topic, but it's a big deal right now. And we're taking reports from years past coming forward. And with the colleges and the Title IX, I don't know how much everyone here knows about Title IX investigations. It's becoming even more complex.
He said burglaries and property crimes sometimes take a back seat. Reports of vulnerable adults and child neglect have also escalated. Technology has created a lot more investigation time as well, and none of this includes the paperwork that must be done or the meetings, community events, and training they must attend. Martig recommended a 4.9% levy, saying that would allow for an investigator in 2019 and a patrol sergeant in 2020. That would cost about $4 a month for a $200,000 home. Councilors Weifel and Peterson-White want to levy at 5.8% to have both positions filled in 2019. The final levy will be set in December. Two Twin Cities men and a juvenile were charged late Friday afternoon for armed robberies in Apple Valley, Burnsville, and Eagan on October 10th. Three victims reported being held up at gunpoint by two men, 21-year-old Daquan Michael Burrell Smith of St. Paul and 27-year-old Jared Otha Washington of Minneapolis. The juvenile was at the wheel of a stolen vehicle driving the alleged thieves. A fourth victim in Burnsville said one of the men tapped on her driver's window with a handgun and said he'd kill her if she didn't get out. She then honked her horn and they fled. Police tracked down the suspects with a tracking device of a stolen cell phone. They were located 2 hours after the crime spree began in a parking lot in Apple Valley. At that time, the suspect vehicle attempted to flee, accelerating head-on into a marked patrol car. All three individuals were arrested. A search of the vehicle located three more handguns, one of them loaded. Police also recovered stolen items. The officer in the squad that was struck was treated for injuries. Bail's been set at $250,000 with conditions for the men. Their omnibus hearings are November 8th. And last week, Josh Hall was making the rounds. He's with Northfield Area Fire and Rescue Service and teaches fire prevention each fall at each of the elementary schools. He said, while there may be fewer fires,
but nowadays our fires are bigger and hotter than they were, you know, back in the 60s, 50s, just because of the materials that things are made of, you know, the plastics, the synthetic materials.
The two most important points, he said, are to change the batteries in your smoke detector and have a plan to get out of the house. Naffers also goes to the colleges and businesses to teach how to use a fire extinguisher. Next year, they'll hold their open house at their newly renovated and expanded firehouse. News from around the state is next.